Welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. Again, with I go through this every time. This is a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website, you know, and we write it up. I use the Royal We, and then we plug in the microphone and we talk about it because we try to go in a little bit more depth. Sometimes there's not a lot to say about the production of the wine because they don't tell you, especially with these cheaper wines, these less expensive wines. So we get more into our feelings here. So there we go. And what we got today is a wine from Aldi. And this one's got a story, actually an interesting story. It's $9.99. It's this exquisite collection, Côte de Provence Rosé 2021. And the reason why it's got a story is because the 2016 version of this rosé, especially in Europe. In Europe, it won the award for one of the best Provence wines in the world, regardless of price. And I think it was like $9 then. It's $9.99 now. It's $10 now. But it became a sought-after wine because how often can you get what is rated the best wine in the world for $10? Not that often. And then it came to the United States. It might have been the next year. Maybe I missed it in 2016 and I heard about it in 2017. I'm trying to put my thinking cap on and I don't know. But it sold out. I remember going to Aldi's and I got there about 11 and there's like two bottles because on a Wednesday, that's when they release everything. And it sold out immediately. And there was kind of like a major buzz about it. I had it. I was like, oh, that's good. But I didn't understand why it was the best in the world. And you know, I never do with those things. Every time I drink a $300 wine, it's like, that's $300. But that's the way I am. I'm going to take a sip of this wine. And it's a good rosé. I mean, if you're into rosé or starting out and trying to like it, this has got nice balance to it. It's got good flavor. It's subtle. It's got length. It's got a good finish. The acidity is really nice. Yeah, it's a good wine. I mean, is it the best in the world? I don't know how to think about that stuff. I mean, how do you know? And I don't know who's making these determinations, but is this good? And is it $10? Yeah, it's good as $10. And for rosé, it's kind of interesting. California rosé, and rosé started in Provence, and a lot of the rosés in Europe are big name. That's one of the most expensive ones, and rosé is really popular now. A lot of California rosés tend to be like fruitier than they are in Europe. And these Provence wines, and that's the south of France. Côte de Provence is the largest growing region in Provence. I think there's 9 of them. It's the main one. And these are all blends. We don't know what it's Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, Cinsault, Côte d'Ivoire, and like 32 other grapes. You never know what's in there. And they even can put white grapes in there, just as long as something's got pink grape skin so they can get the color. So these are kind of interesting because they are sleeker and leaner and not as juicy as American California, maybe Washington State rosés are. But this one still has like this subtle flavor that's really kind of enticing. I kind of like it. I keep on going back and sipping because I like the taste. Yeah, nicely balanced. It's got, I mean, the length is really good. Put a nice chill on this and kick back. I think the alcohol is 12%, which is, you know, not bad. You know, today 13, 14 is, you know, common with, you know, a lot of wines. And this one isn't. And it's got flavors galore. It's got structure. Like, I found some kind of creamy thing on there. There's no oaks. There's no vanilla, but maybe they stirred the lees. The more you stir it, the creamier it gets. I'm getting a little bit of that on there, and it's really kind of a nice wine. So, I wouldn't know what the best rosé wines in the world are, but I know that this $10 wine kind of brings it, and it's well worth $10. And it's Provence. This is the home of rosé wines. You know, if you if you want to learn rosé, go where it all began. And I'm taking a bunch of sips, so that tells you something, because it's... Just another one. It's got a nice array of flavors. I mean, it's not the kind of wine I can pick it out and say there's cherry and there's this and there's that. It kind of all stewed and blended together. There is pear, there is peach. There is maybe tart cherry, there is grapefruit. There is those things in there, but none of them really stand out to where you're really picking them out. This is definitely a stew, a blend that's a stew, which is kind of like what blends are supposed to be. So if the 2016 was one of the best in the world, I'm saying this is one of the best $9.99 supermarket rosés. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. So that's it for me, Domain Dave. I promised rosé, and I think I promised some bubbly, so we'll do that next. We'll get some under $10 bubblies that are fun to drink. So adios, keep it cheap, stay cool, and stay safe and healthy, and I'll talk to everybody in a couple days.